Young lady, good. There we go. Everybody have a seat anywhere you want. Hey Peyton, have a seat, bud. Everybody have a seat. There we go. All right, I want you to help me with a definition of a word. What is a friend? Okay, how many of you have friends? Everybody have a friend? Yeah, okay. What is a friend?
Be nice.
They're be nice. Okay.
My friend is.
What is a friend?
My friend is Leo.
Mm-hmm.
My friend is Zoe.
Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah. What now?
My friend is Zoe.
What is? What do you do with friends?
Play.
Play. Okay. How many of you play with your friends? Okay. How many of you talk with your friends? Okay. How many of you spend time with your friends? Okay. You see, a friend is someone you talk to. It's someone you spend time with. It's someone you play with. It's someone you know and you care about, okay? But did you know, listen to this, the Bible says in Exodus 33:3, it says that Moses, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Now, here's one of the things I want you to know. God wants to be your friend. He wants to have a relationship, and He wants to talk to you. How does God talk to us nowadays? Through the Bible. When you read the Bible is how God speaks, and then in prayer is how you talk to Him. And one of the things that I hope that you'll understand is that as you grow up, God wants to be your friend. You're growing up. All of you are. And we want you to have a friendship with God, okay? A lot of people know about God, but they're not friends with God.
I know about God. I love God.
And you love Him. That's what it's supposed to be. All right, well, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that when they grow up, that they would love you and have a friendship with you. And we thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, come over here, guys.
All right, next hymn this morning is Since I Have Been Redeemed.
Save me.